Afternoon, David. How are you doing?
Good. You're looking fit, well, healthy. You haven't got a game to worry about this weekend. It's the bye. You can put your feet up and relax. Not.
No, not really. Obviously, we're working pretty hard to get a winning feeling back, that's for sure. It's been a tough couple of months, to be honest. A couple of injuries and really a couple of poor performances that have hurt us in games we probably should have won.
You've blooded some new kids into the team, and I think a lot of people are excited by the prospect of what's to come as far as the Knights go. And I speak of people like Jake Mamo and Danny Levi. And, you know, it's going to take time for them to develop. They're not going to be first-grade superstars after two or three games.
No, certainly not. Obviously, they've got plenty of potential, and, you know, they've been earmarked for a while to be regular first-graders, but it's a transitional period for all those boys. We've had a couple of other boys, Paddy Vaivai, I suppose, and Joseph Tappity, Sam Matarora, some of those boys who played last Friday night. And I think Clinton Newton did a great job holding that sort of bench together as a bit of an old stager. He did a real good job there. But, you know, it's a transitional period for those boys, and every game they get, they've got to learn something from it and improve a little bit next time they get a go.
Isn't Clint the same age as you?
Yeah, similar.
Not bad. But, you know, you were up against the best team in the competition last Friday night, and, you know, any mistakes are going to be punished, aren't they?
Yeah, they are, obviously. And the effort and, you know, the determination was terrific. Execution wasn't great. And, you know, we've been struggling by moving players around through injury, I suppose, in, you know, the last couple of months. And it hasn't helped us with our continuity, of course. And, you know, we'll struggle a little bit at times, and we're giving away too many soft tries. And it was on show again in evidence, I suppose, last Friday night. But hopefully we'll get a few boys back after the bye. There's some pleasing signs around a few lads. And if we get our two halves back and, you know, a couple of senior forwards back, it'll make a bit of a difference.
I was going to ask you what the situation was like with Jared and Jezza, especially Jeremy Smith.
Jared and Tyrone trained pretty strong so far this week. Likely to play next week, I'd suggest. Jezza was pretty close against Brisbane, but we decided to wait another week. I suggest he should play against Canberra, and Cade Snowden, I think, would be back, and possibly Adam Clydesdale as well. So there's a couple of players to come back and help out.
What's the mood like in the camp, Rick, given the fact that you have only won one out of your last 11? What's the feeling like in there?
No, still pretty positive. Yeah, it's buoyant. You know, we're learning. We're learning all the time with the young group that we've got. And, you know, there's some serious inexperience, I suppose, in our team at the moment. And it takes a long time to sort of get, you know, that cutting edge mental toughness to start with, and being able to handle the pressure on a big stage. And last probably Friday night at Suncorp's, as close as you get, you know, in the NRL against a real quality side that are going well and playing with some confidence. And, you know, some good things come out of the game, definitely, but obviously still plenty to work on.
There's no secret in the fact that you are chasing the signature of Trent Hodgkinson to bolster your squad for next season, and obviously the Gold Coast are very interested in him as well, since they missed out on Daly Cherry Evans. Where are you up to with those negotiations? Do you know?
Oh, look, Michael Hagan and Gidsy have been taking care of those. That's their department at the moment. My job's to try and catch a footy side and win some games. So, you know, they'll give us an update sometime in the next week or two, and, you know, we'll probably have some sort of idea of what's going on there. But at the moment, my main job is to coach a footy team and try and get them, you know, ready to play the next game.
As you said before, you've had to move a lot of players out of their regular position to accommodate the amount of injuries you've had, but really you're probably no different to a lot of other clubs at this time of the year who are all carrying injuries, aren't they?
Yeah, obviously we are, but, you know, a couple of key ones, you know, two to your halves is a definitely big one. Probably your first choice hooker as well. That's tough. But you know, we've blooded some young blokes that have shown us plenty of potential. You know, they're not far from the finished product, I suppose. But they're showing us something, and, you know, we've got to believe in them and stick with them, and that's the main thing. And the amount of games they get between now and the end of the year will be important, and hopefully they can learn from each one of them.
What sort of goals would you like to set for now until the end of the season, Rick?
Oh, look, we've got to play up to our potential to start with. You know, we're not giving ourselves a chance in games with the amount of errors we're making, and possibly, you know, some soft tries. You know, we've got to be able to defend our own line better, and we've got to be able to, you know, consistently compete with our completion rate at a level that's going to at least put a bit of pressure back on the opposition. That's got to be our first and foremost goal, and if we get those things sorted, you know, the wins and loss column will take care of itself.
It seems to be, and I'm sure you've noticed it because you guys get the stats quicker than we do, but that period just before and after half time has seemed to have hurt you in so many games. What's the reason for that?
Yeah, it has. And, you know, we've had a little bit of a lighter experienced bench, I suppose, you know, in the last few weeks, you know, with the injury of blokes like Chris Houston and a few others along there that have been mainstays of our bench. Dave Falongo has been another seasoned campaigner, I suppose, who sort of played off the bench for us a little bit so far this year. And, you know, with the inexperience there and the, you know, the intensity dropping and, you know, just a lack of concentration, a lack of intensity, you know, they're the key things for us there. You know, we know we need to sort of have a crack at improving that. We're trying to balance up our bench a little bit more to put a couple of senior players there.
All right. I want you to hang around, Rick, because the hard part's over. The fun part comes next. All the players that have come in this year have gone for five in the bin. So you're going to go for five in the bin in just a couple of moments. Can you hang around for that?
No problem. See you then.